Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Friday here on the show, and this show right here is the calm before the storm, because it all starts, I guess it really all started, well, it's never ended. But tonight we got SmackDown, which is the go-home show for a lot of shows this weekend. We have got Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor also tonight at 8 Eastern. And we've got All In tomorrow, which is at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We have the Great American Bash also at 3 Eastern. We have Saturday night's main event at 8 Eastern. We have got Evolution on Sunday, and it just keeps going from there. So we're going to give you the lineups for all of the shows. Lots been added to All In, including the pre-show, and some predictions as well, because I got a couple of predictions I want to make for this weekend. Whether they happen or not, I don't know, but I want them to happen, because it just feels like that'd be right. And we could talk all the news. We could do the Collision Report, because Collision was last night. If you missed it, it was last night, and we'll do everything else as well. Lance Storm is the co-host here today, so we can talk some TNA news, because there's a lot of news coming out of TNA as well. Just very, very busy. The show's going to fly by, so get ready. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Subscribe on X. We're going to have a lot of Twitter-related fun coming up this weekend with the X subscriber community. You don't have to deal with all the other maniacs on Twitter. So it's a lot of fun. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. What a week! What a week we've got. What a weekend. It's going to be a wild next 2 days. If you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, we had a 90-minute show last night talking Dynamite and NXT for this week. And tonight, Dave and Garrett will be doing a show talking about Collision and everything else. And then tomorrow is going to be wild. Vinny and I are going to be watching All In and then doing a show. And then Great American Bash, and then doing a show. And then Saturday Night's Main Event, and then doing a show. And then I will do a show with Dave. Four shows for subscribers tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we'll have two shows covering Evolution. One with Vinny and I and Craig, and one with Dave covering all the news as well. It is going to be very busy. So sign up today if you haven't already. And here's what we got. SmackDown is tonight. The Street Profits defend the tag titles against the Wyatt Six. I guess maybe there could be a title change. I sure wouldn't. And R-Truth will be facing Aleister Black. And then we got the Super Card of Honor, Ring of Honor Super Card of Honor. And top two matches, Bandido versus Takeshita for the ROH World title. And given the show is in Texas, what might be the main event, Athena versus Thunder Rosa for the Ring of Honor women's title. Also, Lee Moriarty versus Blue Panther for the Ring of Honor pure title. Sons of Texas against the Infantry for the tag titles. Nick Wayne versus Titan for the TV title. I have no idea who. Two women are going to have an interim match for the women's TV title since Red Velvet is injured. So yes, she has not been stripped of the title. It is an interim. We're getting another belt.
So interim going back to that.
Women's TV title match. And the Dark Order will face the Frat House. That's coming up tonight on Honor Club. Super Card of Honor. Then we got All In. This airs at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern tomorrow. We have got Jon Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page for the AEW World title in a Texas death match. I don't think there is any conceivable scenario where Hangman Page does not win this title from Jon Moxley tomorrow. I know some people are petrified. I don't think it's going to happen. Toni Storm versus Mercedes Moné for the women's title, which I would say is a toss-up, to be honest. Do you have a prediction for that one?
I'm leaning towards Toni, just so you don't put quite literally all your eggs in one basket.
Well, that would be a lot of eggs in a single basket. That is true. Okada Omega, winner takes all for the unified title. The winner is leaving with three belts, a continental belt, an international belt, and a unified belt. AEW is adding two belts this weekend alone. We have got Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin versus Kevin Knight and Mike Bailey and Christian and Nick Wayne in a three-way for the tag titles. I also would say it's a toss-up, Kenny and Okada. I do think that Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin are retaining the titles in this match. And somebody is doing something. Could be the return of Copeland. Could be the return of Luchasaurus. Something's happening in this match. And Shelton and Bobby, I believe, are retaining. Adam Cole, Kyle Fletcher. To me, that's a title change for the TNT title. Trios titles. Joe, Shibata, and Hobbs versus Claudio, Wheeler, and Gabe Kidd. I think the babyfaces retain there. I think the Death Riders are just whoosh, all going down on Saturday. Then we build from there. Men's Casino Gauntlet and the Women's Casino Gauntlet for a future world title shot. Man, I got no idea. I mean, if it's me, it's that freaking Mark Briscoe. Golly, that guy is so awesome. Did you guys see his promo on Collision last night? When that guy is like in full Mark Briscoe, out of his mind, just wacky mode. I mean, his promos are incredible. But last night, he's angry. This guy talked... What was that?
Is it a shot at any title or the world title specific?
World title.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him against Hangman.
I don't know, man. Golly. This guy, this promo he cut on MJF. I mean, dead serious. I mean, he didn't drop the accent because he has an accent, but you know, as Mark Briscoe, he plays up the accent. Man, this was one of the best promos of the year that Mark Briscoe cut. And there was no comedy, there was no goofiness. This was a man who's ready to just beat some dude down.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want my newly crowned babyface world champion to fight a super hot popular babyface.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's just a future shot. It's not like it's going to be all out or... I mean, they could save this for way down the road. He's just going to have it at some point. We've got the Women's Casino Gauntlet. I got no prediction there. Will Ospreay and Swerve versus the Young Bucks. Young Bucks surely winning that one. FTR versus the Outrunners. I think the Outrunners probably should win. But, I mean, if they're going to get their big win over FTR, I'd prefer it wasn't on like a 0 hour. Should be on a big TV show and a big match or a pay-per-view, but whatever. And I'm not making this match up. Big Boom AJ, Ishii, Hologram, and Kyle O'Reilly against Trent Barretta, Rocky Romero, Lance Archer, and Hechicero. Which means, if there is a god, at some point, Big Boom AJ is going to work with Hechicero. Take my no money now.
But Hologram's going to win, because that's what he does.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to win. Great American Bash is head-to-head. I don't picture this taking one buy away from All In amongst people that really like AEW, especially because you can watch it whenever you want. Obafemi versus Inamura. I presume Obafemi's retaining the NXT title when the Fornicator turns on poor Inamura. God. Sad. We got Ethan Page versus Ricky Saints. I thought Ricky was on his way to the main roster. Apparently not. I'd presume, I don't know. I mean, this is a toss-up to me. He probably should, either of these guys should be heading up. So, that's a toss-up there. Sol Ruka, I presume, beats Izzy Dame. But I could be wrong about that one as well. Jordan and Blake Monroe will beat JC and Fallon. And Javon Evans. Actually, I could see JC pinning Jordan. And then Jordan winning the title at Evolution. That I think that's also possible. And then Javon Evans faces Jasper Troy. Then we got Saturday night's main event, Solo Sikoa versus Jimmy Uso, which I presume Solo wins. I can't imagine otherwise. Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre. I presume Drew wins. He's just making his big return. And then we got the big one, everybody. I'm going to tell you what needs to happen. You got it? I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to tell you what needs to happen. LA Knight defeats Seth Rollins. Everyone's going to go, what? Yes, LA Knight is going to beat Seth Rollins. Okay? Goldberg is going to face Gunther in his retirement match for the World Heavyweight title in Atlanta in front of 12,000 maniacs who were so hot for this guy on Raw. He is going to spear and jackhammer this fella, and he's going to win the World Heavyweight title. And then Seth is immediately going to cash in, stomp him, take the belt. So yes, Goldberg will put someone over on the way out, but also he will win the title in front of his family in his hometown and get his revenge against Gunther. And then you have the obvious match of LA Knight, Seth Rollins for the title, because LA Knight just beat the guy on this show. And we only have like 2 weeks until SummerSlam, 3 weeks or something like that. So they got to do something. So that sets up the SummerSlam match, and it sets up a happy ending for Goldberg, and also a cash-in. No one's going to boo a cash-in. And that's that. I'll get your thoughts after the break, Lance. Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Lance, what do you think of my Saturday night's main event scenario?
I don't mind it, but I think there is something to letting Goldberg sort of get that ovation and stand tall at the end. Like, even if he loses, but having a moment of respect with Gunther and Gunther acknowledges him and leaves and lets him stand in the middle of the ring, I think there's something to that. And I think there could be a degree of respect earned from the fan base if Goldberg just goes out on his back.
Well, he's going to go out on his back with my scenario.
True, but
that is true.
The one other thing that I thought of when you were talking, it's if when you mentioned Athena, what do you think of Thunder taking the Ring of Honor women's title off of Athena finally and having Athena in the gauntlet and winning?
Well, sure, you can do anything you want, as we're all well aware, because it's fake. But here's why I think Athena is winning, okay? Because at the end of the day, it was only like 3-4 weeks ago that Thunder Rosa was like challenging Britt Baker on social media to try to get a match over the weekend. It's like Tony, especially with titles, it's like he's more of a long term, like he's got a plan, you know, and it seemed like it wasn't that long ago she didn't know what she was doing. So I guess it's possible. But, you know, my presumption is, you know, she's a challenger on the show. It's in Texas, and that's what's going to happen. But you could certainly do that.
It just seems that Athena being Ring of Honor champ for 4 years seems to be a bit of a long-term plan that needs to wrap up.
Well, you know, this Tony does a lot of long-term slow booking, which is why when Dave was initially like, We can't go a year without Ospreay and Hangman challenging for the belt. I was like, a year in this company? You could easily go a year. I mean, he could... Chimney Christmas. Like,
and it's really 9 or 10 months with the Owen.
Exactly. I mean, really, how long... When did Moxley win the title? Like, in the fall? Right? It's been close to a year for this Death Rider storyline. And, you know, it's There's a lot of stuff that you can do, and he takes his time, and it's not like we need to have 4 different world champions over the course of 12 months. I mean, it's probably going to be Hangman all the way till Wembley, would be my guess. I can't see a scenario where he's going to be crowned as the savior and top guy only to quickly lose it.
It's not like they don't have 15 other belts they could challenge for.
I got to, before we get to Evolution, I would like to address what I thought was a good question. I think one of my subscribers on X sent it. Okay, yes, Max. He says, because somebody asked me, like, do you see any scenario where Moxley retains the title? And I was like, no, I do not see any scenario where that happens. And most everybody agreed, but, you know, there's still people that get scared here and there. And so Max here says, I can't see Mox winning or anyone really considering that option either. However, it is interesting to ponder how Tony would book if he went that route. It'd be about more than the result of the match. Like Cody after losing to Roman at Mania 39, it'd be about the next year of booking. So people have brought up this, you know, Cody not finishing his story and then them delaying it another year and this and that. And that did happen. And I was there, and I was in the second row, actually, with, anyway, the point is, I was there in the second row. I was there for the chicken being thrown. I was there for all of it. And it was just like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What in God's name just happened? And, like, I immediately figured Vince walked in this weekend and he just changed the finish. And allegedly that's not exactly what happened. Apparently, they decided maybe a little earlier this or that or whatever. But at the time, I thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, okay? Well, you can think whatever you want on any given day, but then things change all the time. And I lived through the next year all the way to the next WrestleMania where he won the title. And I can tell you that that wasn't a disastrous finish at all. And I want to make very clear that just because it worked out doesn't mean you should ever do it again. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? This was a magical hurricane of events that all happened right at the same time, okay? This company was in the gutter. You guys remember 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021? Vince is around. He's doing all this craziness, okay? This thing was in the gutter, okay? Well, Cody came back. And that was a real big deal when he came back. And then he tore his pec and did that match with Seth, that Hell in a Cell match with the torn pec. And he gained a lot of people's respect. Maybe if anyone didn't respect him when he first came back, because with the WWE audience, you know, somebody, a top guy coming from AEW to WWE, they were like, yeah, he's our guy now. And they were like totally into him. And then on top of that, he did that match with the torn pec and the pain and everything. And they were like, he was the guy. Okay. So they start building up to this story of him finishing his story. But at the same time, like, you know, this whole Roman Reigns bloodline, Sammy's in there. It's getting really entertaining. And Jey Uso, like, it was getting hot. And the entire WWE business, it all started to turn around. Okay. So if you watch what they did after Cody lost, well, what happened after Cody lost? Roman Reigns vanished for months. They brought in Brock Lesnar to murder Cody as his first big opponent. And literally for the whole year, they built the entire promotion around Cody anyway. They basically booked him like he was the champion. He headlined pay-per-views. He was the top guy. And meanwhile, like Roman, because he would come in and out and you were doing the bloodline thing and then the Sammy thing got really hot and everything, like you had all sorts of stuff to carry you for that full year until you gave the title to Cody the following year. It was like, I'm going to put it this way. I thought it was incredibly stupid when I saw it happen, but like they got lucky. Like, it's not all luck because like a lot of it, you know, it was by design and they did this and that. But, like, there's no guarantee that that was going to happen. There's no guarantee that was going to happen. So, to say, like, oh, you know, you could hold off Hangman for another year, or, hey, let's hold off Mike Santana for another year. He can lose in his hometown and hold it off for another year. Yeah, you can try. It might work. But, like, this was a magical storm that made it work when he lost that title.
Yeah, and I think the big difference, too, is, like, if your scenario is keep the title on Moxley, I don't think your thought process is, okay, we have to keep Hangman hot until he eventually does beat Moxley. Where Cody was the finish the story. Like, that was the quest, that was the journey. But it's like, if Mox beats Hangman, it's like they're just going to go to a different challenger. It's like, it's not like they're going to come up with a scenario to prolong the Hangman push. And I think AEW, and this is the difference between the two, they do still tell stories, but they do it differently than WWE. WWE is very much this long narrative with all these things, where AEW is more about the matches and the winning and the chasing and certain individual feuds. It would be a lot harder to maintain a Hangman Page quest for a year than it is a Cody finishing the story. Hangman needs to win this damn thing.
Yes, I think it would be ridiculous to not do it. I mean, if I'm Tony Khan, do not sit there and look at the Cody story and think we can do the same thing with Hangman. There's like everything could have gone wrong. WWE was very lucky that everything went right. So was one of those right place, right time, right people, right scenario. It was just, it was, they lucked out. So don't try it. So then Evolution, we have Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus. And I don't picture a title change here. And I also don't, part of it is because I'm predicting a cash in for Saturday, but apparently there's like a new blinking, flashing, fancy briefcase that Naomi has. And I don't picture them cashing that thing in quick. They're going to want to market that thing, make a big deal out of it. So I don't think there's a cash in for the women this weekend. Rhea, I think, beats Io because they push so hard that Rhea's never beat her in a singles match. Jordan beats JC. I would be stunned if that didn't happen, to be honest. I think Becky's going to retain. Something's going to happen with the other two, screwing it up for each other or something. I'm predicting Raquel and Roxanne retain. I know a lot of people are thinking Charlotte and Alexa, which I guess is possible. I don't see Asuka and Kairi. I don't see Sol and Zarya. So it's either Roxanne and Raquel or Charlotte and Alexa. And I'm gonna just presume they retain.
I think Raquel and Roxanne, primarily because it continues the lineage, because they started doing it. Yes, you can take over for Liv if you win on this show. If someone else is just going to win it on this show, they could have just stripped them, held it up, and crowned a new champion here. Like, I think you have to have Raquel and Roxanne win just sort of to keep the story going.
Well, the other thing, too, is the whole story. Well, I'll get to this after the break. Observer Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. And what I was going to mention is that Liv is gone. And the whole story is that Raquel wanted nothing to do with Roxanne, hated her. Liv hated her. But Roxanne is slowly proving her worth. And given that Liv's going to be gone for a long time, I think she needs to keep proving her worth for a while now. And immediately losing those tag team titles is not proving her worth. So,
yeah, if they keep the title, she stays in Judgment Day, whether they're happy about it or not.
Yes. So, all right. Then we've got... And what are they doing with JC and Jordan and Slammiversary? What are they doing there? I've actually got the lineup here.
Whoever wins between Jordan and JC and becomes the NXT Women's Champion will face Masha Slamovich at Slammiversary, title for title.
I see. So it's a double title match. So the winner's leaving with both belts?
Yes. And we will not be making a third one.
So there's going to be a double champion on NXT. Okay.
And TNA.
Well, yeah, of course. It's a TNA title. All right, we've got No Holds Barred, Jade Cargill, and Naomi. I'll talk about that in a second. And then the Battle Royal for the title shot at the Clash in Paris. Nikki Bella, Stephanie Vaquer, Natty, Maxine Dupri, Nia Jax, Ivy, Zelina, Julia, Lash, Izzy, Tatum, Kalani, Lola, and Jada. Six mystery women still to be announced. So it's actually not that match. It's a different match I got to talk about. It's on the Great American Bash Show. So they're doing Falls Count Anywhere with Ethan Page and Ricky Saints. And someone there texted me today and they were like, I don't know what's going to happen with this match because it's at center stage. It seats 700. It is a tiny venue, and they're doing Falls Count Anywhere. So pretty much, they're guaranteed to have to leave the building.
They have to.
I mean, you just can't do it in there.
There's a ring in the seats. That's
it. Yes. So I don't even know if they like thought about that before they made this announcement. But
there's barely ringside area for dives.
Dude, there's no room for a Falls Count Anywhere match. So I guess they're going to be brawling into Atlanta. Which, by the way, that's not... I've driven by center stage when I was in Atlanta. I don't know if I want to be brawling outside the building in that area, but whatever.
There's a parking garage they could use.
I guess. There was a lot of razor wire, from what I remember. All right. Well, that's the lineup for the week, everybody. And a couple of TNA notes, which is good because Lance is here. So we do have a full lineup. Because Slammiversary is next weekend. So next week's TV has Joe Hendry and Mike Santana versus Trick Williams and Frankie Kazarian. Moose versus Sami Callihan. Tessa Blanchard versus Danny Luna. And Mustafa Ali, Jason Hotch, and John Skyler versus JDC, Eddie Edwards, and Brian Myers. That's a go-home show for Slammiversary, which is in New York. And Mike Santana is going for that title against Joe Hendry and Trick Williams. He's got to pin Trick. Do you understand, Lance?
Whoever wins...
I will banish you from this show if they screw this up.
If the title changes hands, God, I hope they pin Trick.
Then we've got the Masha match we talked about. We got a ladder match with Nick and Ryan Nemeth against the Hardys. Trey Miguel and Zach Wentz. And AJ Francis and Casey. So Casey's back? He's good?
Yeah, he wrestled on... Impact this week.
Okay. We got Moose against Leon Slater, champion Moose for the X Division belt. We've got Ash and Heather by Elegance versus the Inspiration, the former Iconics for the tag team titles. Mustafa Ali versus Cedric Alexander. So he is not part of the Hurt Business, everybody. He has debuted with TNA and Tessa Blanchard versus Indy Hartwell. Tessa Blanchard and Indy Hartwell. That's the match. The Dynamite show did a very good number. 637,000 viewers, up 10% from last week. Did a .16, which is the same as the week prior.
.16.
Stop it, you. So I will say that it is, you know, they're doing much, much better in the last 6 months or so. But their 18 to 49 is still down 30% year over year. So that's a demo they need to work on. And there you go. We've got Trey Miguel undergoing surgery soon. He has to undergo hernia surgery after Slammiversary. Says a minor operation, but a full recovery expected. I hope so. These hernias are no joke, dude. I've known several people that got hernias and surgeries and very rapidly undid the surgery, which you do not want to do.
My wife had a hernia surgery a couple years back.
Hopefully all the best to him.
She didn't come back and have to wrestle, though.
No. She had to deal with you.
That could be harder.
I'm going to say, God. And then we got a vignette. Enzo Amore is coming to Impact. Enzo Amore is coming to Impact, which means we could see Enzo Amore on NXT. How about
and
that?
Again, the way, I'm assuming you didn't see the show, it was a...
Paid for by Fourth Rope Wrestling?
Paid for by, very reminiscent of the NWO, where it was a paid, what's the word I'm looking
Advertisement?
For?
Advertisement?
Type, yeah, it wasn't the word used, but yeah, paid promotion by Fourth Rope, and Enzo cut a promo.
Wow. Enzo Amore. And then we've got this incredible news. So they've got that Street Fighter movie coming out. You know about
half
that?
Half the wrestling business is in it.
That Street Fighter movie, 50 Cent, Jason Momoa, who, by the way, was the highlight of that, what was that movie that just came out? My kids loved it. Minecraft.
Where he looked like a Samoan.
He literally looked like an 80s wrestler. He basically was an 80s wrestler in the movie.
With the jacket, with the leather fringe and the hair. It was Jimmy Garvin, dude.
Yes, him and Jack Black were the highlights of that movie. And also in this movie, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Okay? Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, 50 Cent, and Jason Momoa. Added to the cast is Hirooki Goto. What is going on? What is going on? Like, I don't care one bit about Street Fighter. I didn't grow up playing Street Fighter. I'm not a Street Fighter guy. I cannot wait to go to this movie.
You and Filthy Tom need to review this film.
Oh my God, I need to review this with everybody. This will be a classic. It may not be any good, but it's going to be a classic. Let me tell you. All right, some notes from Collision. I thought Collision was a good show overall. It opened up with the Don Callis family against Paragon, which was a very good match. Cole got the win with the boom. That Don Callis was upset. Fletcher went after Cole. Cole avoided it. And Callis told him, don't take the bait. And so they're holding off until Sunday. Very good match. Very, very good match. Got some We Want Kyle chants, but didn't catch on like it did in Seattle. We had a Jon Moxley promo backstage, and then the return of Technique by Taz as he went over La Mystica. That was awesome.
Definitely a move Taz has never done.
Then we had a segment that I would be fine if they... I want a best of 52 match, and we do this match every week for 52 weeks on Collision. Mystico against the Beast Mortos. This match was awesome. It's just Mystico being Mystico and the Beast Mortos being the Beast Mortos. They are perfect for each other, and the finish was La Mystica, which I think you can't really do a best of 52 because that should really be the finish in every match. MJF then appeared with the Mystico mask and vowed to take every single one of Mystico's masks until he was forced to show his ugly face. I don't think that's how it works. Pretty sure he can make new masks. We had the awesome Mark Briscoe promo, which I strongly recommend everybody watches. He's the greatest. He needs to be the AEW champion someday. I don't care how you do it. It's got to happen. He's the greatest. And then we had a segment taped after Dynamite with Renee, and she wants to interview Hangman. He goes, I don't need to talk to you. And he walks into Swerve's locker room, and Ospreay's sitting there talking to Swerve, and all of a sudden Ospreay, like a cartoon, he's like a Muppet. He goes, ah! 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 He's all worried, and he's got to get out of here. And then Nana goes, I'm going to go get some coffee as well. So they both get out of there. So these two guys are there. And it's just a great promo where Hangman pretty much says, you know, you broke into my house, and to this day, my son, he still has nightmares. He still thinks he sees you in the room. And for that, I hate you, and I'm always going to hate you. But I do regret how far it went, and I want to know if you regret what happened. And Swerve basically says, you know, if I hadn't won the title, I would have said no. But after everything that went down, winning the title and everything, he says, yeah, I do regret it. And so Hangman ends up dropping a chain on the floor, and then he leaves, and then Swerve picks up the chain, and he wraps it around his arm. So they're telling the story here that in the end, these guys do hate each other, but they both, I mean, Hangman basically said, like, you know you deserved it, right? You know you deserve this. And Swerve, you know, he did it. He knows, but he did it. So neither of them are going back on their hatred for each other over what happened, but Swerve did say, you know, I was going to raise my kids in that house. I was even gonna give the house to my grandkids. Now it's gone. And he says, maybe we do need to let the past go after all. So it was an excellent segment.
They've admitted they're birds of a feather.
Yes. We had another awesome match. FTR and the Patriarchy versus the Outrunners and Jet Speed. God. Oh my God, dude. Somebody on the board, I think they were, I don't know why they said it, but they were like, I wish Outrunners would go to WWE. I think they were like indicating that they're not a good fit for AEW. And it's like, it's because they don't do flips. Bro, these guys are an awesome tag team. They're exactly like FTR, who I don't see anyone else go, and they don't belong in AEW. I mean, they are so good. And golly gee, this freaking cow.
Could you have a more old school, new school 8-man tag than the Outrunners and Jet Speed?
And Truth Magnum, dude, is the best babyface in peril. He is the best. And they just did the most old school tag team match, teasing the tag. They even did the spot where Truth made the tag and the ref didn't see it. These fans are furious. They are so angry. And the ref is like trying not to smile because he's got so much heat from this spot. I mean, it was just awesome. So Jet Speed got the win, beating FTR. So another big match going into the pay-per-view. We had Gabe Kidd beating Shibata with a low blow and a pile driver. And then the main event was very much like the NXT show. It was all the women, because they're setting up a battle royal themselves. Willow, Mina, Thunder Rosa, and Queen Aminata versus Megan Bain, Tekla, Julia Hart, and Athena. And it was much better than the NXT segment, because it wasn't 15 minutes of boring talking. They had a pretty dang good match. And Nightingale ended up hitting her big power bomb on Julia Hart and getting the pin. And then we had a big brawl with the women. It was a good show. Second really good collision in a row. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we made it through the calm before the storm. Now it's time to buckle down, everybody. We got a lot coming up tonight. I'm going to try and watch both of these shows. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get through them both. Being here on the West Coast, I'm going to do my best. And then tomorrow's everything. All three shows watched and covered. WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And Lance will be back here Tuesday. We'll be doing a lot. I'm not sure if there's going to be a Observer Live on Monday. It's about 50-50 right now. But we're going to do our best, and we will for sure be up all weekend covering everything, so make sure you check that out. And any other plugs, Lance, before we go?
No, just Slammiversary next weekend, so if you survive this one, be sure to catch Slam in New York on the 20th.
That's right. Next weekend is TNA Slammiversary, Trick Williams, Joe Hendry, and Mike Santana, plus Masha Slamovich versus whoever leaves as champion between J.C. Jane and Jordan Grace on Sunday. So that's it, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. Want to thank everybody who watched today, all of our friends on YouTube and Twitch and Sports Byline, TuneIn Radio. We'll be back later on this weekend for a lot more up at WrestlingObserver.com, so check it out. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.